Cowbell starts you today on the Almanac.
I like
Cowbell. Cowbell starts. Today is, well, before we get into the actual Almanac thing, we need to do an Almanac salute, okay?
Oh, sure.
If there's any guild that I want to be a member of, it would be the Lollipop Guild.
It's one of the great guilds of our time.
Yes. Jerry Marin passing away. He was the last of the Munchkins. 98. He passed away over the weekend. We're just getting news of this now. He lost we lost him in San Diego. He passed away there. He was on other shows. I remember he made a cameo on Seinfeld, and he was even on Bewitched.
Yes. Yeah. He showed up on some other things.
They had more than 100 little people playing the Munchkins. That had to set a record for the most number.
It had to.
Unless they had some other kind of a convention that they had.
I mean, this was they were filming, I'm sure, in 1938.
Right. So, goodbye, Jerry Marin, with an Almanac salute. Today is Thursday, and again, we are going to be giving away Moondance Jam and Country tickets, a 4-pack. Be listening to everything that you hear on the Almanac today. It's a good way to trick people into listening to everything.
Yes.
To try and trick our listeners. Radio tries real hard.
Yeah, we have to.
Yes. Thursday, June 7th, 158th day of the year, 207 days until the end of the year. And the Almanac is also brought to you by Lefebvre Companies, now hiring company drivers, owner operators, and carriers. That's Lefebvre Companies. 1893, the state, Gandhi had his first act of civil disobedience. And when you have your first act of civil disobedience and you have a goal of larger disobedience, you usually start small. So he started with jaywalking.
Well, there you go.
That was Gandhi's first act of civil disobedience, the state, 1893, jaywalking. And then he graduated up to not rewinding his VHS rental. And eventually it was sit-ins and
tearing things off the mattress of his bed.
Well, yes, that's awful as well. And then, of course, eventually he got to the sit-ins and the fasts and the whatever else he used to do.
Right.
Because he became quite a powerful individual.
He did.
And what's his name played him in the movie, and I thought he was great. I can't remember his name right now. The actor? People are yelling at the radio right now. That'd be a great fact check. He was in Iron Man 3.
Yes.
He was the Mandarin.
I'll get it.
Too much information simulating at this time.
Army, Navy, and Marine planes cooperating with the fleet surprise a Jap invasion force sent to capture strategic Midway Island. Stepping stone to Hawaii and the North American continent.
How about the Battle of Midway, this date, 1942? It came to an end, and it was a major victory for the Allies. Here's some of the stats for you after 4 days. Japan lost 4 carriers, a cruiser, 292 aircraft, and 2,500 casualties. The U.S. lost the Yorktown, the destroyer USS Haman, could it be Haman? And 145 aircraft, 307 casualties.
Terrible.
On this date in 42. And, you know, in 44, we were doing Normandy and D-Day, but there was still the war going on. Think of how thinly stretched we were.
Right.
And how we still prevailed because of the greatest generation, as they're called.
Yep.
Being able to get us through that.
Ben Kingsley, by the way.
Yeah, Sir Ben Kingsley. He is a sir. I believe he's been knighted. 1955.
Revlon, the greatest name in cosmetics, presents the 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. Yes, the $64,000 question.
Oh, that's big money. $64,000 question premiered on television. 1955. Now, in your world, is Revlon the number one name in cosmetics?
Maybelline.
Right. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Yeah.
I'm more of a CoverGirl guy.
Okay.
And Avon, too. I've got a soft spot for Avon, the Avon lady. And we lived on the farm. We didn't get a lot of visitors. So when the Avon lady came, you know, we treated her like royalty and spent a lot of money, too.
Right.
I think that checkbook was overdrawn more than once because of the Avon bill.
I don't doubt it.
So 1965, Sony Corporation unveiled their brand new home videotape recorder, sold for $995. In 65, that's big money. In 65, was it Beta? Yeah, I can't.
Probably
I don't know what format
was.
If it was 3/4 inch U-matic,
I don't know.
That's inside jargon for you. That's what we used when we were at Brown Institute, I remember. Three-quarter-inch U-matic. I've got one somewhere. It's going to be a hard time finding.
It is.
Finding a player to play that with all that TV gold that I created when I was attending there. So that was in 65. 69 this day, 1969.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. And I'm glad to see you, baby. Hello, Rick. Hello, David.
Live from the Grand Ole Opry, or maybe it was taped. It was actually taped. It wasn't live. The Johnny Cash Show debuted on network TV, CBS TV this day. He had Bob Dylan. I think Joni Mitchell was on that first show.
Wow.
And it was on for 2 years, and he melded and meshed folk and country and rock and pop music all on his show. It was revolutionary, Neil.
It was. That was what an impressive lineup of talent.
Oh, every week. It was one of the highest rated shows there for a while. That was in 69, 76.
This is NBC Nightly News with John Chancellor and David Brinkley. Tonight, August 16th.
John Chancellor and David Brinkley? How in the world did they pull
that
off?
Happen?
On the same at the same desk.
Huge talent.
That was the first time that John Chancellor and David Brinkley had hosted NBC Nightly News together. I guess they were the co-host. Or one was the host, the other was the sidekick, I don't know.
Right.
1976 and 79 at the White House.
I am deeply glad to be here and honored to be here. A very warm feeling from my country came over me when I heard the president call my name. Believe me, I think I'm a different person.
Chuck Berry performed at the White House on this date in front of an RC Cola chugging Jimmy Carter. Wonder if he threw some peanuts in there. Put some peanuts in his, Barbara Mandrell put peanuts in her Coke.
Right.
And Jimmy Carter, being a peanut farmer, I'm sure he put peanuts in his RC Cola Royal Crown.
And he did enjoy a moon pie with his RC Cola.
Chuck Berry at the White House requests to U.S. President Carter this date in 79. That same day, he was charged with 3 counts of tax evasion. And of course, he served time for that.
Yes.
Chuck Berry did.
So
what happened? He's at the White House. He's performing. He just gets done with Roll Over Beethoven, and the feds are at the backstage.
Yeah.
We're charging you.
Kind of like the Blues Brothers movie.
That
they're on stage.
Right,
exactly. They're ready to charge and take him down.
We got to get out of here. 1989, the Sky Dome was a modern marvel.
Yes, it was.
In Toronto, the first stadium of that size with a full retractable roof, not just a little hole.
Right.
Kind of like Montreal. But in 1989, this was the year that the Sky Dome opened. The first baseball game ever to start outdoors and then end indoors happened on this date at the Sky Dome as they closed the roof during the game. Blue Jays beat the Brewers this day. That's when the Brewers are still in the American League. I long for those days.
Yes.
4-2 was the final. 1993, Prince's birthday on this date. He celebrated his birthday by changing his name to a symbol.
Oh, that's right.
That was his birthday gift to himself.
Uh-huh.
An unpronounceable symbol. 19. Can you draw that symbol for me, Neil?
I can't.
You've got the dry erase board here on the wall.
I had it tattooed on my neck, but I can't see it without a mirror.
That dry erase board is for all the Bob Morning Show prep, and funny, it's always blank.
I know. Why is that?
I don't know.
We got to utilize that more.
2008.
Constant variety of sport. The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat.
We're remembering Jim McKay on this date. That's him. Not agony of defeat. He wasn't a ski jumper.
No.
I think giant slalom was more of his event. But Jim McKay died at the age of 86.
What an iconic voice.
Oh, he wasn't just a sports guy. I mean, he was a journalist.
He was.
Covering sports and going. And he spanned the globe. He literally did. He just wasn't talking BS there. He spanned the globe to cover
some of
these weird sports like dwarf tossing and things like that. He would cover those things.
He was great, though. He really was.
Jim McKay. And then 2 years ago this date,
his home state of Minnesota has declared June 7th as Prince Day. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton signed a proclamation on Monday which called Prince a music industry innovator, a mentor, and a humble philanthropist.
Same year as his death, 2016, we had Prince Day, 2016, here this day. Birthdays.
Delilah.
Sing along. A little cowbell even.
Why, why?
I could listen to Tom Jones like all day.
He had his programmed, his TV show too.
Who didn't? Yeah. It's Unusual, She's a Lady, Delilah. He had that country song, ooh, Say You'll Stay With Me Tomorrow. That was number one country.
Wow.
He had a number one country song. That's the kind of appeal that Tom Jones had.
And the ladies really enjoyed Tom.
You know, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's really a mystery. Tom Jones is 78. This guy. Was there anybody that had a better two-face than this guy?
Oh, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Eddie.
Good morning, Eddie.
Well, if you have work to do, Wallace, I don't want to interfere. I was reading an article in the paper the other day where a certain amount of responsibility around the home is good character training. Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver.
Goodbye, Eddie.
Bye, Eddie.
I love Mrs. Cleaver. Goodbye, Eddie. They were on to his stuff.
They saw right through him.
Batman arch enemy Two-Face was envious of Eddie Haskell.
Right.
Eddie Haskell, Ken Osmond, is 75.
Wow.
Did you know he went on to be an L.A. police officer?
You know, I think somewhere I did read that, yeah.
He was just perfect in that role.
He was so good.
And so happy birthday to him. Jenny Jones, the talk show host. Didn't somebody shoot somebody and kill somebody on the show because of what happened on the show? Not actually on the show.
It was because of what happened.
Yes, yeah. Because of what they revealed. It was one of those surprise reveals of a crush,
right,
and it was a gay crush, and the guy wasn't gay, and it was just
devastated
a mess.
And
all for ratings.
Yeah.
All for ratings, and they got sued big time.
Yeah, they should have.
Jenny Jones, 72.
I've been led to understand that tricks are exclusively for children. Is that correct?
Well, I mean, they say tricks are for kids in the commercials.
Uh-huh, And is that enforced by law?
Not to my knowledge, no.
So if I purchase these tricks, there'll be no trouble?
No, you should be fine.
You do understand that I myself am not a child.
I was able to sniff that out, yeah.
Not only does he have a certain set of skills, he also doesn't take himself too seriously, obviously. Liam Neeson. That is a scene from Ted 2,
right,
with Seth MacFarlane, who, if I don't know if you've heard, does a great Liam Neeson impersonation.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Yes. Liam Neeson is 66. Now, William Forsythe, no relation to John Forsythe. William Forsythe is, we need that one. At some point in time, I need that for Virtual Neil. That's a good one. You just said that right there.
Yeah.
Put that in your memory bank there.
Oh, that's a good one.
William Forsythe, 63. You remember Deuce Bigelow? He was the detective going after Deuce Bigelow.
Deuce Bigelow, Detective Fowler, LAPD. I want to ask you a few questions about Antoine LeCompte, known gigolo, male prostitute.
I'm just taking care of his fish.
I bet you are. You make me sick. You're going to stand there and tell me that gigantic woman didn't just pay you to have sex with her?
No,
of course not. One word for you, Twizzler.
Mm.
William Forsythe, 63. Do you remember this song? Sing along if
believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away.
Joey Scarberry. Theme from Greatest American Hero.
One of the greatest.
Believe it or not, George is not home, which is a great Seinfeld episode.
But that's pretty good there.
Joey Scarberry today is 63. You know, he wrote a song for the Oak Ridge Boys. Was it No Matter How High, I think, is the one. It's either Lucky Moon or No Matter How High.
You want me to do some
fact-checking? It was one of their like late 80s, early 90s. Yeah, please check that.
Right,
how nice was it to have PT here yesterday?
That was great. Yeah.
That was a luxury we don't have. I know it. With that thing going on. So
right.
Joey Scarberry, 63. Mike Pence, he's our vice president, 59 today.
Uh-huh.
Mick Foley, 53. He was a wrestler in the WWE. He was the extreme guy. I mean, he would fall on tacks and fall two stories and from the top of a steel cage. I mean, his body, he abused that thing. Mm-hmm. He was Mankind. He was Dude Love. He's Mick Foley. He's 53. How about some North Stars memories?
Minnesota's loss is definitely a gain for Dallas, and a big one. We will still remember you as the Minnesota North Stars.
Mike Modano, who was on the ice in Detroit the last ever North Stars game, in 1990, it was the 92-93 season, right, before they moved.
Yes.
And Mike Modano's having a birthday today, the all-time leading American scorer in pro hockey history. He is 48 for Mike Modano, number one overall draft pick, and you know, only played here a few years before they moved to Dallas, but still, he'd have to be ranked as probably with the top five of all time with the Minnesota North Stars, and that was the voice of?
Al Shaver.
Al Shaver. The only radio voice that the North Stars ever had.
Al Close Shaver?
Yes.
Electric Shaver?
Mike Modano, happy birthday today.
The easiest way of eating this is to make a bug patty out of all of these things. See what we've got in here.
In-N-Out. Do you think Five Guys are going to maybe add a bug patty?
I hope not.
He's eating bugs. He's giving himself all kinds of stuff. Just doing this gross stuff. It's not for the. Have you ever watched the Bear Grylls show? Running Wild. He's man versus wild.
Yeah, I have seen a little of it.
He's 44.
But we talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
Allen Iverson apparently didn't need to practice. No. He's still pretty good.
No, he didn't need to practice.
Despite that, he's 43. Have you ever heard Bill Hader from SNL? Do you know who he is?
I know, absolutely know who he is. Yes, he's
good. Have you ever heard him do his Alan Alda impersonation?
I have not.
Alan Alda is Biff.
He's great. Wait a second. Let me get this straight. This morning McFly covered my convertible in horse manure, so now I have to beat him up and beat his dad up? How's
actually,
that?
They're the same age.
They're the same. The dad and the son are the same age. Wow. Well, this is a real wild movie you guys are making.
This is that is very good. It's Alan Alda. Bill Hader is 40 today. Anna Kournikova never won anything on the tennis court,
but she's still
a winner. Didn't have to.
Yeah, she looked great.
We still watched. Mm-hmm. She's 37. Michael Cera.
I mean, it's up to you, Fogle. This guy's either going to think here's another kid with a fake ID, or here's McLovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor.
Super bad. Michael Cera with McLovin.
Oh, that's good, too.
Is, no matter how old you are, you know who McLovin is.
Oh, yeah.
30 today, and our rapper for the day is Fetty Wap.
Pardon me?
Fetty Wap got his name from Elmer Fudd.
I was
going to
say.
Fetty Wap. 27 today for that rapper of the day.
Gone but not forgotten today. We start with perhaps my favorite French painter, Paul Gauguin. He was born on this day, 1848. Undoubtedly, in somebody's attic, there is a rare Paul Gauguin that's going to be
probably worth some money.
It's going to be worth some cash. It'll come out soon, I would think. We have Oscar. Did I say 1848? I think we did. 1909, she was driving Miss Daisy. She was Jessica Tandy.
I ain't done nothing.
You had the car parked right in front of the front door of the temple like I was the Queen of Romania. Everybody saw you. Didn't I tell you to wait for me in the back?
Well, yes, but I just trying to... Well, there's two other chauffeurs right behind
me. That was kind of Morgan Freeman's breakout role.
Yes, it was. For driving Miss Daisy, she won Academy Award for that movie. Very nicely done. 1909. 8 years later, the one and only Dean Martin.
Johnny's certainly come a long way in this business. He was born and raised on a farm outside of Norfolk, Nebraska. I know he's a real farm boy because last night I saw him at the bar with a couple of pigs.
Dean Martin Rose. That was perfect, by the way. Dean Martin, yeah, the Dean Martin roast, his show, The Rat Pack with Frank and Sammy and Joey Bishop.
The moon hits your eyes.
That's amore. Sons of Katie Elder with John Wayne and another movie he did with John.
Rio Bravo, yes.
And a young Ricky Nelson making his his movie debut there, maybe. I don't know, he'd been in other television programs. But the great Dean Martin was born in the day 1917. I had New York Yankee catcher. He was the captain of the New York Yankees in his playing days. Thurman Munson died tragically at a young age in an airplane accident, I believe.
Did anybody die untragically in a plane accident?
Well, probably not. Probably not. You point that out. 1947 for Thurman. He had a great mustache, too. One of the great mustaches in baseball. Bonnie Lee Bakley was born on this day, 1956. She was married to actor Robert Blake. He was Beretta. And then he was tried and acquitted of her murder. Bonnie Lee Bakley, born on this day, 1956. And we mentioned it earlier, but this is the day Prince was born. He and I share the same year.
Would have been?
He would have been 60 yeah. years old today.
City of Henderson in southwest metro area. They're having a big celebration because a lot of the outdoor scenes, the lake scenes and things like that, I guess, were filmed in Henderson for Purple Rain.
Sure, sure.
And I'd love to play some Prince music, but...
Kerfuffle.
Copyright kerfuffle.
He changed his state. You know, he was on this day, he became a symbol, and then he went back to Prince in 2000, and that's where things ended.
All know? Right. Yeah. That's it. And that's it. They're all gone
but not forgotten.
We have some quiz questions that yes. we need to go through. And actually, just one question. And the question is, and it's for Moondance Jam and Country. And again, you need to pick these up. You need to pick these up because these tickets are so hot that even the U.S. Postal Service will not handle them.
I didn't know that.
The mail carrier would have to be wearing of gloves
right.
in order to handle these Moondance Jam and Country tickets. All right. So you must be able to pick them up here at the Bob Studios. The question is, what instrument did I use to kick off the Bob Almanac today?
Well, there you go.
The Bob Almanac, the sounder, the call to action sound or instrument. Mm-hmm. What did I use today? Telephone number.
And you also used it in the Dean Martin bit.
I did. So I used it twice.
Yes. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First correct caller with the correct answer, you're going to win those Moondance Jam and Country Fest tickets. By the way, Jim, it was no matter how high.
It was.
Joey Scarberry. You were right.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good fact checking. Now the Bellamy's Bob.
Our daddy's won the war.